SBS Food has all the ingredients for your next meal. Test thousands of recipes from cuisines around the world. Try the dishes from SBS Food experts and watch step-by-step videos. Visit sbs.com.au/food.
G'day, it's Matthew Evans and you're listening to SBS Radio.
I'm joined with Matthew Evans, one of the familiar faces we have on SBS and SBS Food. Hi, Matthew, how are you?
I'm very well, Christoph. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure talking to you because I've been following your programs almost religiously, I should say. And you're coming up with a new program that's just coming up on our screens very soon. It's called For the Love of Meat. What got you interested in the meat?
Yeah, look, I guess, you know, I'm a meat eater and love cooking with meat. I love eating meat. But I started to wonder about where the meat I was eating comes from, you know, whether I'd be happy with the way the animals were reared and the environmental impacts of rearing meat and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to eat meat and feel guilt-free. So I wanted to look at how meat production is done for your average Australian. And that set me off on this journey where we looked at the animals we eat the most, so chickens, pigs and cows.
I think one of the first questions you could ask about meat is you sort of pay you get what you pay for in the meat. I mean, in your finding, is that true? And where is the balance between paying or people that can't really afford to pay for meat and the welfare of the animal and the quality of the product at the end?
I think you do really get what you pay for in lots of respects. So, you know, if you want an organic chicken, it might cost you $30, but you know that the grain that the chicken was fed wasn't grown with herbicides and pesticides. So all the way down the chain, there's sort of an impact. But your average person probably can't afford a $30 chicken. I guess what I'm interested in is, what are community standards around animal welfare and environmental standards? Do we meet those standards in our average animal production in Australia? And if we don't, can we do better? And, you know, the great news is that things like chickens and pigs, there are options out there that aren't extraordinarily expensive that do have better animal welfare outcomes.
A few months ago, there was this whole discussion about what is free-range chicken, for example, if we focus on chicken. That's still open for debate, really.
Unfortunately, with meat, there's no clear definition on what constitutes free range. It's a bit like organic. You can call something organic that isn't necessarily very organic. It has to be certified organic. And I think there is room for some tightening of the rules around saying what you sell in terms of, you know, there should be a national standard for free range and a national standard for organic to be able to use the terms. But generally, if you get something that's certified by a third-party body as free range, you know, they'll have standards around, you know, how much access to the outdoors and how much grass they should have and all, you know, and how many birds in the shed or how many pigs, how the pigs are kept. So, yes, there is some confusion around labelling, but generally, if you're buying those things that are labelled free range or higher welfare standard, like RSPCA approved, then you can be pretty sure they have come from a higher standard.
And where does Australia fit internationally in terms of the welfare of the animals? Because if I take the pig, for example, I think it's in one of your programs, you said most of the imported bacon, for example, is made from pigs that are from Eastern Europe, Poland and maybe Denmark. How does Australia fare in the welfare, particularly the welfare of the animal?
And that's a really interesting question. Because we were looking at Australian farms, we didn't sort of delve into the imported farms. But actually Australia does really well. So in terms of pigs in particular, buying Australian pork is far better than buying imported pork. So 70% or thereabouts of our bacon and ham and our small goods are made from imported pork in Australia. And they come from places where the standards are nowhere near as high as ours. The first thing, if you're buying pork, is to buy things that are made with Australian pork. And then you can look at standards within Australia. Australia is phasing out sow stalls, which are this sort of cage, essentially a cage that the sows used to live in their whole lives, pretty much. Throughout their pregnancy, and the pork industry in Australia has made great gains compared to a lot of places internationally. Definitely, we're at the upper end of the animal welfare spectrum internationally.
In your quest in Australia, is there anything that surprised you, in a good sense and maybe in a bad sense as well? Things that you really stuck out of your mind?
What surprised me, I guess, in the bad sense, is that we eat so much meat. So we're the biggest or the second biggest meat eater in the world. on average. In Australia, we consume about 50% more meat than the Europeans, about nearly three times as much as the global average. And we know that we have some great food here, but we're not the best. You know, we don't serve the best food in the world. So we know we can eat less meat and still eat great food. And I think that amount of meat that we eat probably has repercussions on the environment, on our health, and on the animals that we eat. But on the upside, I think what I was really surprised at is probably the worst animal welfare outcomes are behind us. I mean, the pork industry has moved to improve standards in line with community expectations. The chicken industry is actually improving their standards across the board. I think over half of the chickens raised in Australia now meet RSPCA higher welfare standards. And so probably what we are seeing is a country who's interested in the animal welfare, expecting our farmers to do better, and they are doing that on our behalf.
That's probably changing. I mean, I would say a few years ago, people might not be so aware about where the animal was coming from. Do you feel this is changing in the wider land of Australia?
I think people are more interested in where all their food comes from, whether it's their fruit and vegetables, their meat, their seafood. I think that's partly born out of mistrust. I think Australians have had mistrust of people rearing, growing, producing food on their behalf. Probably rightly so, because there's been a lot of things done on our behalf that we don't like when we see it and don't agree with when we have a chance to become part of the conversation. Consumers being caring about where their meat comes from, being interested in knowing the source of their meat. I think it's a positive for animal welfare. I think it's a positive for the environment. I think it's a positive for farmers, because farmers will... Who wants to be a farmer who's embarrassed or ashamed about what you do or believes you're doing something that the community would despise or disagree with? Farmers want to do things with social license. And so the more that the community is engaged with where their food comes from, the more it'll be better for everybody.
There is certainly a lot of pride in what the farmers, every farmer in the country is making, that's for sure.
Exactly. A farmer who can be proud of what they produce and stand in front of the consumers and say, I'm proud of put on your table every night, that's got to be a good thing.
Absolutely. In the program itself, you touch about the fast food industry, and then you go to a fast food outlets and try to get them to change their mind on the meat they use. Was that a challenge in itself?
Yeah, it was. I did a show called What's the Catch for SBS a few years ago, where we just sort of cold called about six fast food chains around Australia, and some of them were surprised to hear the word sustainability mentioned to do with seafood, and so it was pretty hard for me to get in the door, and impossible actually it ended up for me to get in the door. What we did this time is we wanted to get actually fast food chains involved, because they can make real change to millions of animals. And so I enlisted the help of an advertising agency. They got me in contact with some fast food chains, and one of them is looking at putting in, you know, you'll see in the show that they investigate using only free-range chicken, you know, in every chain that they've got around Australia, 70 of their branches around Australia, and it's a really interesting to watch what they do and how they go about trying to do it.
That looks very interesting. I haven't seen everything, but that looks quite interesting. I'm quite eager to see the end of it.
It's an interesting end to the story, because it does cost more. It's okay, one thing to say, yeah, we want higher welfare chicken or we want free-range chicken, but if it costs more, are they going to send the business broke, or is the CEO going to say it just doesn't add up on paper, you know, it's not worth doing? But I don't think just because you eat fast food, it's bad. You should have to have bad food or lower welfare chicken. Because you choose to eat fast food does not mean that you condone poor animal welfare or poor conditions in our farms.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So it's a really important place for real change to take place.
Do you think people are getting more aware of the meat? So, for example, I'll give you just a simple example. Before about a year and a half, I've been making my own bacon.
Oh, fantastic.
I know, it changed my whole life. But 2 years ago, I would not think it was even possible to make your own bacon. Do you think shows like MasterChef or these sort of shows are sort of helping people to be more aware, maybe less scared about experiencing stuff with meat?
Definitely. I think the more that people can see, hear, be exposed to how good food is produced, it demystifies it for them. You might have a go at making bacon, and even if you never make it again, it gives you, I guess, an appreciation and an understanding of what goes into the bacon that you might then go and buy. So every time you get an experience that gets you closer to your food, it helps you to make better choices for the rest of your life. And let's face it, it's not the bad choices that are going to make a difference to animal welfare or the environment or our own health. It's the good choices. When we have the opportunity and we have the budget and we have the time to make a good choice, they're the decisions that are going to make a positive difference in our lives.
Absolutely. So the show is called For the Love of Meat. It's coming to SBS very soon. Matthew Evans, thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Christoph.